Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 339. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hello.
What's up, guys? Welcome, listeners. Welcome, viewers, if you're watching this on YouTube, to episode 339. I would like to say I hate Comcast. Let's kick it off the way I should do it, because I was just on a one-hour phone call to activate one cable box with Comcast. One.
Why?
There we go.
I have no idea. So I got put on hold, I don't know how many times, by the guy saying, it'll just be a few more minutes, sir. Just a few more minutes. And then an hour went by. I have the call log. Like, it was 56 minutes. Sorry, Comcast, it wasn't an hour, it was 56 minutes.
So close.
What a terrible fucking company. Like, what a I'm going to rant right now on this shit because it's so fresh. Like, it is like we are 20 minutes late starting our podcast. Oh, 30 minutes late because of their bullshit. It's not even done. It's not even fixed. It's just it's like they said give it 45 minutes and it should be working. To activate one cable box. One. It's
inexcusable
that they are always at the bottom of customer service. I mean, the guy was nice enough to me, but why the fuck is this not even automated? Like, I can activate a cell phone. No issues. Automated.
They don't trust you.
It's fucking ridiculous. It is fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, anyways.
It's in the past, Jim. It's in the past. Let it go.
Yes. Let's go to the box office. Fuck this. Go to the box office. I was going to tell the guy I was going to complain about him on the podcast if it made him feel any better. He was apologizing like crazy to me, but I was like, well, your company's terrible, so. I didn't say I was going to complain about him on the podcast. It's not his fault. It's Comcast's fault, the company. All right. Box office chart at number one, which is keeping Corey off this podcast, The Boss Baby.
Yes.
Yeah, if you notice,
I'm surprised, actually. I thought this movie wouldn't do that well.
It's still number one, yeah. 26.4 million. Yeah, Corey's not on the podcast, folks. He's you know, got two kids now. It's a hectic situation for him, so he'll be back next week. But anyways, yeah, Boss Baby, number one. Beauty and the Beast at number two. Smurfs, The Shit Village. Well, it's got it's called The Lost Village, but at 13.3 million, that opened. Going in Style and Ghost in the Shell are your top five. Ghost in the Shell is never going to make its money back. It is a flop failure. And I just want to get into the fact that now the movie execs themselves are talking about the whitewashing controversy causing this not to do well in the box office. Okay. I think at the base of this, it's a bad movie. Like, I think if the material, like we've said this about Iron Fist, if the material was fine, you can look past the fact of like who they cast, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of that is connected, though. Like, you guys don't like Iron Fist, and I don't like it that much either. But mostly because the lead is unconvincing. Like, I mean, obviously there's plot confusion, and I'm not done with it either, by the way, but.
If you don't think
the lead is convincing, then it is the casting is tied to the performance or the actual content of what it is.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that's why I think they have a jumbled mess of a story apparently in this movie, and I mean it's not getting terrible reviews, 46%, but I know that it's never going to make its money back. Plus the budget for something like this, like I wonder how many people really care about this movie, like actually care, like enough to go see it in the theaters. You know what I mean? Like, it's an older anime that's it's missed its window of opportunity. This came out like 20 years ago. It was a hot anime.
Well, and also right? the reason why the Hollywood execs would cast Scarlett Johansson in this is to get people who know nothing about anime in general to watch something like this. And apparently everything else around this movie wasn't enough to entice those people to watch something like this.
The thing is, the executives bank too much on star power, which, in my opinion, is not a big draw anymore, as it used to be.
I agree.
Like, it used to be when a celebrity was in a movie, you'd go out and see that. And I don't think that's nearly the case anymore. There are exceptions, of course, but I mean, you look at like Will Smith. I mean, everything he used to touch was like box office gold.
He's the ultimate example of this, where you know his name can't save a movie anymore. We knew that fact. Like, it's not like this is new.
No, it's not new to us, but Hollywood executives are blind.
Apparently.
No, they're just about 10 years
blind and colorblind. But you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have a problem with the casting of Scarlett Johansson herself. I would say, why waste the money on a big name actress for this role anyways?
I told you their line of thought. They want to introduce this type of thing to Western audiences with someone they're familiar with. That's the idea behind this. It just didn't work because...
We're saying that doesn't work anymore, is what Tony and I are both saying.
I mean, it could have worked if it was good. That's what you're saying. It's not the controversy. It's that it was actually just not good enough. That's why it did poorly.
No, I mean, I think it has little interest in the movie.
You can't just single it on one thing. It was multiple things. Like, nothing about this project sounded like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Like I said, missed its window. Like, it absolutely missed its window for popularity. I think. I mean, I don't know. Ghost in the Shell, Tony, I mean, is that relevant right now still?
These days, no. Like, 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
10 years ago would have been perfect. Like, 20 years ago was obviously the peak, but yeah, I don't think graphics were, like, CG would have been too expensive. But, like, 10 years ago, like that was the boom period for anime in America. Like, huge.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They missed it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfortunate because,
well, I mean,
it doesn't bode well for other stuff.
You're pulling from 20 years ago from everywhere else. I don't see what why it would be different for anime. Like, everything else is an adaptation of something from at least 20 years ago that's being released.
Because you're also, Mike, you're not dealing with a smaller niche category. I mean, you're dealing with a faction of people. You know, people who liked this movie to begin with, the anime. I'm not saying it's terrible. It's a good anime. I liked it. But there are people that probably have never watched it and that watch anime right now because it's so old. So you're then dealing, you're even separating those people out. Like,
well, I mean, like, if you're getting people who don't watch anime, how do they even know it's 20 years old?
Well, I know that, but if you're not
even getting the fan base that you should be counting on to go and see that movie and spread word of mouth, I mean, you're already starting off bad foot.
I think the other thing is like the people that don't know the anime.
Was there much
interest in this to begin with?
You don't even have to put anime into it. Look at Power Rangers, like,
yeah.
Look at that. Like, no, like, it did one decent weekend at the box office and...
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
these franchises just...
They're trying to recreate the 90s now.
No. But like I think a live-action Power Rangers series could do well. Like, if CW did an adaptation, I think that would do well. Ghost in the Shell. If CW did an adaptation, that would do well. Live-action, like, two-hour cinematic movie does not translate well. You can't just apply the same things from animation to live action and expect it to do the same. I mean, we'll see. I mean, even when it's native in Japan, like Attack on Titan, like, it does well just because it was huge at the time because it released it within like a 3-year window. But, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now, I wouldn't want to see that happen.
Well,
but we will.
Not only that, but the people who... Okay, it's like there's two categories here. There's the people that don't know what it is, and I don't think it was appealing to them. Then there's the people that do know what it is, and I don't think it was appealing to them. Like, it just alienated both sides.
I mean, let's be honest. Like, all right, aside from the whitewashing, aside from the quality issue, but, like, even the marketing was just confusing about it. Like,
yeah.
It showed,
it's a very bizarre-looking movie to people who have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like, there's no... They didn't do a good job selling the premise of it. And, you know, one thing is, if you go back and look at Lucy, which, you know, Scarlett Johansson did, you know, the movie did well, that they thought they would bank on her because of it. At least Lucy, like, from the trailers and previews, you knew what that movie was about. It's like, oh, like, untapped, like, using 90% of your brain or something like that. What could happen? Blah, blah, blah. Like, that was the story. Like, this was just like, oh, they created me, but they don't control me. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah,
what
know.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I
also, agree. Maybe Scarlett Johansson now is less of a star than she was during Lucy.
I know. I just don't think there's a star power draw. I just think that's it. I don't think there's a star power draw. There's some.
What do you mean, no?
I just don't think it's a big thing anymore, Mike. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's zero, I'm just saying it's not going to carry a movie anymore. And that's what both of us said at the start of this. Tony said that the star, like, I agree with him. Like,
I've been saying that for a while.
Their star names do not carry a movie anymore.
Yeah, they still can help.
I mean, sure, they can help.
Sure, but you can't rely on it as its only, only power.
Yeah, obviously.
So, which you could have back in the day. You could. Wild Wild West, by far not a good movie. By far not a good movie. I can't repeat that enough. But
I mean, Independence Day, like,
yeah.
I mean, I have it's a fondness
on,
for that.
It's sold on Will Smith.
Yeah, it was sold
both
on Will Smith.
Both of those movies are perfect.
I mean, I would say even Men in Black. I mean, that was probably the best quality out of those movies we just mentioned, but, like, it was pretty much Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. All right. What else do we have? We have a couple things coming up for Star Wars this week. Star Wars Celebration starts on Thursday. So if you're like Corey and myself, be careful of trailers because I expect it to show up Thursday.
I think it's supposed to come like Friday, actually, like they have it planned.
Oh, I thought it was kicking off with that because Thursday is this big 40th anniversary thing. And then Mark Hamill and everybody's going to be in the same room together to like talk about something special.
It's The Last Jedi's first trailer Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, that, I mean, is this recent? I don't know. I've been on the phone with Comcast forever, so I may have missed this news.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, I expected I wonder what the hell they're going to do on Thursday then. That means I can watch Thursday.
That's the cast. The cast unite at 11 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. Three generations of Star Wars casts.
So I can watch that and not have to worry about a trailer, which I'm trying to avoid. So that's good. At least they announced it. That's actually, I like that.
I don't think you guys are going to be able to do it. No offense.
I think we're going to be able to do it. I'm pretty confident. I'm going to leave the theater when it comes on, or at least cover my eyes and ears. I mean, I'm going to close my eyes and cover my ears. I don't think I'll get up and leave because, I mean, that's, by the time you get out, the trailer's over. So I'll just quickly cover my ears and close my eyes.
So. I mean, I think you're going to crack, though.
Oh, that's a possibility.
Willpower.
My Star Wars fandom is strong, and I mean, just getting
just because you guys are doing this doesn't mean I'm not going
to
talk.
Oh yeah, no, you guys are free to do. You're free to watch it.
I mean, I might just be like, man, these trailers are amazing. These are the best trailers I've ever seen in my life.
You guys can rave about it all you want. I mean, that might oversell it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But
especially when they show like toys and stuff. And
well, that's what I'm going to watch. That's what happened on Thursday. That's why Thursday I'm happy I can watch it, the celebration, because I'm expecting like video game announcements. We're gonna get Battlefront 2, more than likely. We're gonna get EA's update on whatever their four games that they're making. So maybe something new. I don't know. Maybe something new. But we also have news about Carrie Fisher, the late Carrie Fisher. There was a question about whether we're gonna use CGI for her in Episode 9. And it sounds like what they're doing is they're going to be using footage from her already shot for that movie.
Okay.
I don't know how much they could possibly have of this, though. She's supposed to have a very big part in Episode 9, so it's like, I don't know.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because of what happened to Carrie Fisher, do you think, like, they went, oh, shit, and are doing thing with Mark Hamill to be like, we just need to record this kind of stuff just in case, like...
I don't know. I don't know if he makes it past the next movie.
What? Health-wise?
No, not in real life. I mean his character.
But that's what Tony's talking about. Tony's talking about health-wise.
Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, I think they don't need to worry about him as much in future movies is what I mean.
No, I think he gets past The Last Jedi. So
I don't know. There's this I get this strong feeling from them just like, oh, we got to get rid of all these old guys real quick and move on to all these new people that you're supposed to like now.
No, I mean, they've sold us on those in the first movie and now integrating.
They sold some of us on those in the first movie.
Yes. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what they're planning with, Princess Leia or General Leia as she is in this one. So we'll see.
Isn't she a queen by now?
I think she, no, because...
I mean, I'm nothing.
No, she has no planet.
Yeah, she has no planet. It got destroyed. Alderaan.
I'm sure there's a rock out there somewhere.
A queen of a rock.
She gets a rock. I declare this Alderaan. I am the queen.
Yes.
That'd be sad.
Alderaan,
yeah. Let's see. We also got this week Spider-Man Civil War news. I forget the connection already. I forgot there was the whole damn thing. I'm sorry.
I don't know, but I finally watched that trailer with the sound on to see how spoilery it is. It's not that bad. I thought it would be worse the way you guys talked about it.
Which one?
The Homecoming trailer. I watched it with sound on this time, and it wasn't that bad. I thought it would be more spoilery than you.
It's pretty spoilery, though, if you think about what it shows you. I mean, you have the premise of the movie in it. More of the premise. I didn't know one aspect. I'm going to leave vague. I'm going to leave vague here. But I didn't know one aspect of it. Like, there's an aspect of, there's a reason why there's certain characters in that movie, and I didn't know that. And they reveal why they're in that movie.
Okay.
So, but anyway, so Shocker is in this movie as well, coming up, and I guess that's what's going to tie in the Civil War, not Spider-Man actually appearing in Civil War. Yes, but
except we get clips of Civil War in this movie that he's looking at himself.
Yeah, it's master photography.
There's tons of tie-ins there. This is pretty much a sequel to his appearance in Civil War.
I'm talking about, like, first of all, who's filming that in Civil War out there on the field? Like, why does he have a video of himself fighting?
I don't know. Who directed Civil War? He was there in the airport.
Anyways.
Or, no, Vision was, because they were all there for funsies. Because that's all that was.
Shocker is going to use the gloves that Crossbones used in the beginning of Civil War. If you remember those big gloves that he was punching Captain America with?
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Sure.
They're going to mention they've got them from Crossbones as well. So that's pretty cool. A little tie-in. You know, it's all connected except for TV. I thought that was pretty cool. Punisher Season 1. Oh, speaking of It's All Connected, that has wrapped. Season 1's wrapped. We're expecting it this year. I'm going to guess November. Comic-Con.
Early November.
If you're at Comic-Con in New York.
They're going to show us Episode 1 at Comic-Con.
Definitely. Boom. Definitely. I can't. I mean, that's a panel I am not missing. There's no question. So, barring any travesty of a line management shit that they do.
No. I forget. Did you see? I posted in Slack chat a couple weeks ago. So they had a Facebook Live thing for New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And two of the major news things that came out of it basically there's no individual day pass, or I'm sorry, there's no weekend passes anymore. It's just individual days, kind of like PAX now.
I thought that was PAX only. That's Comic Con as well now. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I thought that was
because it's Repop. They do both. Okay. So they probably do it with PAX. They're like, oh, look, this works. We'll do it for New York Comic Con too.
So it's going to cost everybody more money.
It's going to cost everyone more money, but maybe more people get to go. I mean, on the flip side, you know, depending on where you want to fall in that line, I mean, it
Sunday's
might be a little more crowded.
Empty. Sundays are going to be empty then.
Sundays are packed still.
Really? I mean, you don't have to go Sunday.
But now that
Sunday's kids' day.
I know, but all the appearances trail off, and now that people won't have package deals where they feel like, oh, I got to get my money's worth going Sunday, I feel like it would be less popular.
That's a good point. I may not buy Sunday.
I mean,
that's a good point. Maybe I'll go home Sunday morning. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that, actually. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's cool. It's good to give us freedom like that. You're right.
But there's that, and they're having two entrances, main entrances to the convention center this year.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I know. Trust me.
Like, I'm glad I came there late because I couldn't walk too well during this last time. It hurt a lot. And I was like, oh God, like it was still kind of annoying to get in. And I was there like halfway through the day.
Yeah.
I can only imagine standing there for like hours at a time.
It was a shit show. It's the best way to describe that situation there for lines.
Sure. I have never been close to wanting to murder someone in a long time. Like, that was just like, they made us walk around the building twice. It's like, you're fucking kidding me right now. And then like, there was no staff anywhere. It's just like, we are policing ourselves. Like, the line was policing it itself. Still did a better job than United, though. But
oh, yeah, good point. Oh. Good point. Boom.
Went for the low blow there.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw this.
They deserve it.
Not to be too political, but, like, I've just been, like, paying attention to, like, Twitter and stuff like that. And, like, all this meme shit is coming out about the United, you know, the guy getting kicked off, forcefully dragged off the plane. And I saw this one. It's terrible that I'm laughing at this, but it shows one of the scenes from the original, you know, American Power Rangers, where it's the Green Ranger was the villain at the time, and he shows up in the Megazord cockpit and just like does one punch and like punches them all out of the Megazord, and it's like when United overbooks the Megazord and they need to get one of their employees, and it's just like, I was like, oh my god,
I saw one with Negan being the United employee, It's Glenn's in there as the guy.
I don't know, on Twitter, if I see people keep posting "Hold my beer," like I am so tired of seeing that saying now. Like they did it for Pepsi. Like I don't think anything can get any worse. Pepsi, hold my beer.
My beer.
People are doing that. Like it's getting overplayed with that, but it was funny the first day. Now it's like day seven of shit shows going on. I'm not saying new shit hasn't happened, but I'm tired of the hold my beer one.
Yeah, exactly. But you gotta think, like the Pepsi PR people gotta be like, thank God. Like somebody fucked up more than the
like, like, oh man, what do we do? Pepsi's new week. What do we do this week? What do we do? Let's just be really quiet. Heads in the sand, duck and cover, because
don't pay attention to us anymore.
United's got our back.
Look at that shit.
The only thing that could make this worse right now is if Pepsi comes out and says we are now the official drink of United Airlines.
Yeah, that would be...
That would just be...
I bet they do give Pepsis for free. That's the only thing they give you for free, probably.
It's Pepsi or Coke on the flights. I don't know. But there's no official drink, a soft drink of a flight, so...
official beverage.
Yeah.
But no, I think definitely we're going to see Punisher at episode one.
I think so.
That'd be good.
I think so as well. We have Inhumans also that's being talked about, how it will not be connected. There is no – it's all connected with Inhumans. So that will be its own entity. Yeah, its own entity.
Wait, it's not even related to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore?
Correct.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is over.
Whoa. But even then, Mike, but even – let's just – I'm not saying it is because it's not. But let's say it is over. Let's say it gets canceled this season. Why would it still not be in that universe? They're not even saying – it's not even in that universe.
Because
– it's its own
entity. They're done with it. They want their own freedom. They don't want it.
I'm talking
tied
about the Marvel universe, Mike. Everything still says they're all in the same universe. Like S.H.I.E.L.D.
And everything
still
lies.
Just saying, Mike. It's still saying isn't this is them coming out saying it is not in the same universe. It's its own thing.
Well, it's a piece of shit. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. Like,
I will see. I mean,
or at least it's being honest, I guess.
ending these conversations on a high note. What's not a piece of shit? That awesome Thor trailer. Dude, that Thor trailer, I've watched
it. He's a friend from work.
Yeah, I've watched that like four times now. I did it three times at work, and I did it once on my big screen when I got home. Because I had to watch that again. Like, just...
What do you like so much?
I think I love how fun it looks. Like, I think it captures the Guardians of the Galaxy essence, but with Planet Hulk mixed. Like, I like that.
It's all about tone. We talked about this before, but like Thor 1 was all right because he was a little bit more on the goofy, like, yeah, he had some moments, but like Thor Dark World, it was just kind of like,
it was just too boring.
It was all down and there's not enough, you know.
Agreed.
I don't know.
Agreed. Yeah. It's just too boring.
This just seems like, you know, it's just.
Trailer
I think that is where a character like Thor needs to be because it's like.
I was not trying to like argue with Corey at all during, because we had a conversation on Slack for those wondering. Corey was talking about how he wished there was a Planet Hulk movie because this is going to be our Planet Hulk movie. It's going to be. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm not disagreeing with him on that. However, I love how they're intertwining these two characters because I think on their own, they just don't work. I don't think you could have a solo movie for these guys. I think it gets too boring.
It'd be hard.
When you're all powerful, like, you can't have a two and a half hour movie dedicated to you. Superman has proven this. Oh, time and again. And so has Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a few chances.
I mean, it's not even though that they're just all powerful. I think they're kind of boring characters. Thor doesn't really have a characterization.
But that's what
as
I mean.
Far
like,
as
you
I
team him
tell.
Up with the Hulk, who also has proven to not have enough of a story by himself, and you have two sides of a movie that could be very good.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that Thor has nothing. I mean, he started off as, like, basically the typical jock, where he was just like, yeah, in it for the glory, blah, blah, blah. And then shit goes down, you know, he becomes a bit more grounded, so to say.
I mean, this looks like...
I'm not saying it's a lot, but it's not...
It's hard to gauge, like, what he is, like, still, as far as, like,
personality. This looks like it was going
to
be more of a grounded personality, and then you had the, he's a friend from work! it's a great line from that trailer.
And then Hulk is angry again.
Yeah, of course. But
and Loki is back because
he's does the such
only
a good job.
He's the only Marvel villain that like deserves more than one movie, I guess.
Well, he's the only villain that they've thrown to the wall and he's stuck. You know what I mean? Like everything else is just kind of like Thanos still hasn't proven himself yet. Like that's
Thanos isn't. I mean, you get glimpses of him so far.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot banking on him for Infinity War. Like, they got to impress with him. They really do.
Have they mentioned if he's going to have an appearance in Guardians 2?
No, they haven't said anything about that yet. But
I hope that movie ends with him just wrecking somebody.
See, I thought. Here's what I was going to ask Corey. Hela, the goddess that's in Thor Ragnarok. That's obviously like in the trailer there and is really powerful.
Hela?
Hela?
I don't know. I would say Hela, but I don't know.
She's the like the goddess of death. Is that who Thanos is trying to impress with the Infinity Stones, or is that somebody else?
No, he's
in the comic. I'm talking comics.
From what I understand from the comics, it's the actual like manifestation of death.
Oh, it's actually
like,
death what he's trying
death
to impress.
Death itself.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. That might be a bit too bizarre for Marvel. So I could see them having this Hela, you know.
Yeah, making her be the that's what I when I saw that she was in this movie and they really portrayed her as the main villain, obviously, and she's so powerful. I think that Thanos is somebody that will
and hot.
Yeah. I think Thanos is the kind of person that's where he could come into this. So who knows if it'll be in Guardians, but man, I'm
all I know is my favorite part was Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, Jeff Goldblum was good. And I was shocked at that because I didn't like his casting. But he's
what else could he be than some quirky alien? Like, it's perfect for him.
Sure.
He's already done that before, at least once.
We're getting a version.
Earth girls are easy.
We're getting our version of the collector in this, essentially. So
yeah, it was a completely waste of time and casting, as far as I was concerned with before. But yeah,
I don't like him anyways. I think he's one of the ugliest men on the planet.
That's not the point. He's an alien.
I don't
see the point of like casting a name in that role where he does pretty much nothing.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
never going to come back either. He like said, so whatever.
I mean, he served his purpose, I guess, but I thought it was
his purpose was mostly to end up like at the end of one movie as a teaser for the next movie.
Yeah. Well, all right. So, anyways, guys, Marvel movies kick off May 5th with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We have a pretty good showing for them coming up with Spider-Man Homecoming and then Thor Ragnarok this year. Going to be a good year, I think. I.
Which of the three do you think is best?
Which one do I hope?
No. Think.
Guardians. I think I got to go with the safe bet. Do I hope? I hope it's Spider-Man.
I almost think they're going in reverse order.
But I think Spider-Man, my biggest surprise would be if Thor beat them both. That would be my biggest surprise.
No. I don't see Thor beating either.
I'm not saying like sales wise. I'm talking like movie wise. Good quality movie.
That's different.
You're talking box office.
Yeah, box office.
Oh, I want to go with Spider-Man in the box office then. I thought you were talking about like quality of a movie.
I think Guardians has a chance to do better than Spider-Man.
It has a shot. It'll be close, but I'm going to go with the power of Spider-Man.
I kind of think in both box office and quality, it's going to be,
top this inkling, Mike,
and then worse. I think it's going to be Guardian, Spider-Man, Thor.
I got this inkling, I got this tingling, this Spider-Sense tingling, that there's going to be some box office record set by a web-slinger this summer. It's a possibility. That's how big it could be.
Could be the resurgence.
Yep.
The resurrection.
Yes, it could be. All right. Let's get into what we've been watching, guys. I think it's all the news, right? I got all the news? Yes. Yes. Good. What we've been watching. Mike, kick us off. You usually watch the most. So.
Yeah. I've watched... Let's see. We'll start with the boring stuff. I've finished Flash for now. Stupid.
I already saw that. Okay, so I was watching the 100, and I watched an ad that came up on the screen, so now I know the twist for the Flash in this season with Savitar.
That he is somebody. We don't know who it is yet, but who cares?
It is, without a doubt, it is Barry. There is no question in my mind. I don't watch the show.
What?
So I can
what the
freely,
fuck is a Savitar?
I can freely say this right now. From what I saw in the 30-second trailer that I saw, it's Barry Allen is Savitar.
All right,
what
cool.
is that? What does that even mean?
I'm going to make the call. I'm not even watching the show right now. So there's a villain in this season, Tony, who's like the god of speed. Okay, and he's going to kill Iris.
supposed to be like the original speedster or something, too.
It's gonna be Barry, who comes back from the future after Iris gets killed. It's this time paradox. It's gonna be. Trust me.
That would be better than another character, honestly. I'd be more interested in that.
Yeah. Well, that's my theory. But anyways, go on, Mike.
So that was that. I've also watched a bit more of Iron Fist. I'm up to episode 10, where we got
the big sort of... You're liking it better than what we said.
Probably, but again, that's because... it's because it's that or Flash or Walking Dead.
I never said that it was worse than CW shows. I said it was close.
Yeah.
I never said it was worse.
So, you know, it's... We got the big twist where I was. Once again, we have a third act that seems totally divorced from the first two-thirds of the season. I don't know. This is a real problem Netflix seems like it's having with every one of the series now.
Yeah. They make them too long, I think. I think that they're just...
They were contractually obligated for 13-episode series. Yes, we understand.
Yes, they make them too long. I'm not saying we know they're too long, though. That's it.
I know, but I mean, like... You could pace things better still with 13 episodes than to have sort of like build up to something and then, oh, here's a pivot with the last like four episodes.
Yep, yeah. They could have done a lot of things better with that.
But I mean, Luke Cage did kind of the same thing.
Yes, anyways.
So yeah, getting close. We'll see what I think of that by the end. It's a lot of it I think is find unintentionally funny. I find the most of the Mitchum stuff unintentionally funny. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a lot of my entertainment. It's just like Ward is kind of like a cartoon character, like I don't know, Elmer Fudd or Daffy Duck, where just bad shit just happens to him all the time, and you're just supposed to laugh at him. Like, that's kind of how I look at him.
Hmm.
Whatever. Then, most importantly, I finally watched Logan with Corey.
Nice, actually. Yes. So we got the group together and you went and saw that.
Yeah, the group of three of us.
Yeah.
Me, Corey, and one of his friends from work. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. I have a couple issues, but I did like it a lot.
Would you say best Wolverine movie, though?
Best Wolverine movie. Yes, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Would you say best X-Men movie?
It's different. It just doesn't... It's different. I can't... You get different things from X-Men movies than, like, this type of movie. Like, this doesn't feel like an X-Men movie, even though it kind of is.
It doesn't, but I think it was magnified by how bad Apocalypse was.
I've still never seen that.
You can borrow it. You can borrow it if you want.
Why do you own it?
I don't have anything that can play that.
Why do you own it?
Because I got it for $6.
Why? But anyway, my biggest problem with Logan, though, is they, like... legitimized X-Men Origins Wolverine's stupid adamantium bullet. Like, how adamantium works. Still not break through itself, but whatever. Yeah. I do like... I'm sure some people didn't like the sort of... I'll be a little vague, but I'm kind of telling here. The sort of surprise antagonist, I guess. Like, not really, like... If you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was, like, shocking to me. I just was like... Okay, I mean,
I honestly really liked that, because you get... All right, I'm just going to spoil it now. If you haven't seen
whoa,
this...
Whoa,
if you haven't
you
seen...
You can be... You don't have to... It's fine. You don't have to talk about
back.
It. Go ahead.
Didn't he watch this movie?
I wouldn't spoil it. Because it's too, like, in the theaters, I think, even still. So I wouldn't...
It's barely, but,
I don't know why you would need to spoil it anyways.
Like, because I thought that was, like, the Wolverine, like, action that you sort of get the feeling from, like, his enemies, like, being afraid of Wolverine that much. And you're like, he hardly ever does anything. But then you get the sense...
Of what he could have done?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're saying, like, because of the rating, you finally got to see what a killing machine could have been.
And, yeah, in that situation.
Yeah.
But that said, I kind of think it's a little weird that, like, this sort of world-weary Logan was, like... And this is probably because I did read Old Man Logan.
Yeah, okay.
But I kind of found it weird that he's just like, so I'm going to just kill everyone, like that, like, on a dime.
Well, I mean, I think it's gotten to that point after the you know, destruction and mayhem and stuff for him. I think it's just gotten to that point.
I also have to say, because I'm a fan of Legion, I watched all of that, I did like... certain scenes with Professor Xavier in this, which reminded me a lot of Legion, which is exactly, like, in the best way. Like, that's, I want to be reminded of that.
I thought it was really cool. I mean, I thought Professor X in this was very good, so.
Yeah. Like, so, it was good. I'm a little iffy on the ending myself. I don't know how I feel about that.
That was questionable. But they weren't sure how they did shoot two endings, I think, for that movie, and they chose that one, so.
But it was a good movie overall. All obviously, right. The best thing I've watched this year.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, since Tony's not back yet, I watched, Jesus, what have I watched? Oh, God, I blanked on everything. Oh, The Shitty Dead.
I didn't watch that yet.
I am now done with The Walking Dead. That's it. That finale, I am done with The Walking Dead. It was so fucking terrible. I'm done. Like, there will be no Walking Dead for me. I'm not doing the premiere and the finale watching like I said I was going to do. I'm just not going to watch it. So they don't deserve my time. They don't deserve my vision, like my focus. So they're not getting it. But the best thing I've watched this week was probably My Hero Academia, which is I guess Tony can give them a thumbs up here. Good. Yeah. Just came back from My Hero Academia.
Oh, nice.
It's like my show of the week so far that I've been watching. I've watched all of season one, which is a short season.
Of the week? It's not really saying much.
Yeah. Well, I just got done slamming The Walking Shit. My Hero starts off slow, the first two episodes, and I was kind of like, why is Corey into this so much? And then it gets really good. And then it's like, you got to keep watching. And they do give you like a one break. They don't give you a filler episode, but they give you like, there is a nice
paced episode.
There's like a pause where you can actually stop watching it. And then like last night I watched an episode and I'm like, shit, this is not a pause. Fuck. So that's what happened. It has those kind of rollover things. Very good.
Only 13 episodes, right?
Yeah. So it was a good first season. Short. I hope season two is longer because season two.
I think
there you go. You have a 13 episode season. That seems short to you.
Well, they're 30 minute episodes though. We're not talking an hour. That's why.
Doesn't matter.
It's not even 30. It's like 20.
Yeah. After like the middle credit thing and then the beginning and the outro, it's like 22.
But each episode is still sort of its own contained like storytelling beat at least.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Like,
yeah. But
if you have like an hour version of that, like you should still be able to figure out a way to not like run out of ideas by episode 8.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you, Mike. I'm just saying that like this is needs to be more. So like next season, I'm going to start that up. I'm going to watch episode 1, I think, even tonight because I really enjoyed that.
Season 2 started already?
Yeah, it's like 3 episodes in. So the best part, like the really cool part, like, it's blowing my mind that I can watch this on Hulu, and Hulu is that fast at getting the content. Like, and I don't have to, I mean, you can watch it on YouTube as well, but like, it's just there. Like, it's just convenient to be able to just pop it on YouTube. You know what I mean?
I know, right? Like, it's like, you don't have to pirate, really. It's kind of crazy. Like, I remember...
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that, like...
Oh, no. I'll say, 10 years ago, I pirated the shit out of so much anime, because that's the only way you could consume it. Literally.
The ease of access just makes this so much nicer. And it's the same idea that they did with CDs. Like, if you make it easy, you just drop down... I'm sure there's piracy out there, and there's still people downloading anime. But, like... you cut out like a ton of those people because it's just like it's so easy now. You know, you can watch it anywhere. I love that. Put your ads on there and make your money that way.
Dude, I remember like when Naruto episodes would come out, there would be like a dozen different groups subbing them. Because they wanted to be the first one. And it's like, I don't even know how many groups are out there that are subbing anime because it's like they've literally almost put them out of business because everything comes over in such a rapid pace now. It's crazy.
So it's a good show. It's a very good show. And The 100 I watched, caught up on The 100, and still one of the best shows on TV. I remember when I had a shitty week with shows, so I'm not comparing it. I'm not saying it's bad anyways, but I think that's about it for what I've watched. That's all. Oh, I'm still watching Powerless. It's still entertaining.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And you know what it is, Mike? It's not like... it's not a drama. It's not something that you have to really care about. It's like, yeah.
That's like, kind of how I view Legends of Tomorrow.
It reminds me of the superhero Office. Like, it's not like, it's not that quality. I'm not going to say it's that good as The Office was. But I'm saying it reminds me of that feel. Like, it's like, it takes place in a workplace. There's superheroes all over the place, though. And you still get the humor and stuff from that you would hope to get. Like, it's a good change of pace show. That's the best way to say it. So.
Okay.
Tony, what have you been watching?
Nothing.
You've been playing this, haven't you?
Yep.
All right, coming up in the games cast, this. So if you don't have a video of this, you can watch us on YouTube to see what I just held up. But, yes. Anyway, so I think that's going to wrap up the movie cast. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Tune in next week. We're going to have a lot of Star Wars info. Probably some more Marvel info. Fast 8 comes out very soon. I think it's this weekend. So we'll have some information on that. Write us podcasts at allyougeek.net. Follow us on Twitter at allyougeek. Like us on Facebook. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tune in next time. Tune in next to the Gamecast. Thanks.